Hello, and thanks for joining the Momentum for Change podcast series. Today, we're looking at a unique project that rents solar panels for short-term periods. This is a very specific solution to a very specific problem that you might not have thought about before. In remote locations, large-scale diesel generators are usually the most convenient way to generate electricity. But with rising energy costs and increased concerns about carbon emissions, the market is hungry for alternatives. This is where Redavia comes in. The German-based company leases solar farms without upfront capital investments or long-term obligations. The farms, in turn, reduce consumption of diesel fuel by generators, improve access to electricity, and reduce emissions and power costs in countries around the world. To tell us more, we're joined by Erwin Spolders, CEO and founder of Redavia.
So Redavia is about using the right business model for deploying solar farms in emerging markets, in frontier markets. So we rent solar farms to people that would otherwise not be able to access solar power because they usually don't have the funding to purchase a solar farm. So by renting a solar farm, they get access to solar power at a much better price than they would otherwise be able to get. Redavia rents primarily to two segments. One is businesses, so particularly mining or other remote area businesses that are far away from the power grid. And secondly, we rent to communities. So that's a local energy service company that then retails the solar power to its customers, which can be houses, residential customers, or businesses.
What kind of climate change benefits are you seeing?
Solar farms replace diesel power. And by replacing diesel power, we save diesel fuel. And for every liter and a half or so of diesel fuel that we save, we emit about a ton of carbon less than we would have otherwise have emitted. So if you add that up then through our business plan, then we would reduce carbon emissions by about the emissions of a small, medium-sized city by the end of 2016.
Wow, great. Where's the project at right now?
So right now, Redavia has laid the foundations for scaling up very rapidly in the next 2 to 3 years. So 2014 is absolutely a year where we will go from pilot projects to larger scale projects and really increasing the number of projects that we do, which is a very exciting time because it's really the fruits of the labor that we've put in over the last few years, really getting to the impact that we've been working towards.
What's the reaction of the people that are renting these panels?
The offering that we're making to businesses is really a very common sense offering. It's very easy for businesses to accept it. We don't require any upfront investment from the customers. The customers start saving money versus their diesel power from day one. So the first reaction is very positive.
What's been the best moment for you personally?
So I started this business for two reasons. One, to do something that has a positive impact on the environment. And two, to show that you can build a successful business that is financially and environmentally successful. For any entrepreneur, I'd say that the big moment is when you make your first sale, right? So that's probably the moment for me where I said, okay, it's possible. We can do this. We're at the stage where we can make this really hum and really grow quickly. So making the first sale, there's no feeling like it.
I'll have to take your word on that. If there was one key message that you really wanted to drive home, what would that message be?
Solar now is a power source that makes sense, that is the low-cost option for many applications around the world, particularly remote locations, and particularly as a replacement for diesel power. The time for solar to become a purely economical source of power is now, and that time has really come.
Just want to say thank you very much, Erwin. It was great talking to you. And thanks so much for your valuable insights on this important activity that's helping people and the environment. I'm your host, Sarah Marshaldon. You've been listening to the Momentum for Change Lighthouse Activity podcast series. These activities are shining a light on concrete climate change action around the world. For more information and to listen to other podcast installments, find us on the web at momentumforchange.org. That's Momentum for Change with the number 4.org.